I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. South Sudan's president just put a chokehold on any non-government organization working in the country. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says there's a lot more regulation and red tape. It's been frustratingly slow. Kids Alive's children's home in Wau just added 16 more beds to help street kids. For now, those beds remain empty. Would you pray for the way to open for those 16 kids? It could make the difference between life or death. And many hands make light work. A family Christian team just got back from an outreach trip to Guatemala. A manager in training, Stetson Harper, says they got to interact with people and share Jesus with them in the form of audio Bibles. Considering the language has no written form, this was the first time for people to connect with the Word of God. Both of these stories have an impact, and you can too. Get details and links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.